This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden has again spoken with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Pressure is building on Israel and U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas to reach a deal that would free some Israeli hostages and bring a ceasefire in the war with Gaza. The White House says Biden reiterated his clear position as Israel plans to invade Gaza's southernmost city of Rafah, despite global concern for more than 1 million Palestinians sheltering there. Hundreds of arrests on U.S. campuses nationwide ahead of graduation as protesters demand Israel ties be cut. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
New York police removed a protest at Columbia University and arrested more than 100 demonstrators on April 18th. Since then, the school has said it will not bring police back. Instead, negotiate with students. But Republican Senator J.D. Vance on Fox News Sunday questions this.
Maybe you just call in the police, right? This is often framed as a free speech debate. Everyone accepts that there are time, place, and manner restrictions.
Over the weekend, numerous arrests were made at encampments at Northeastern University, Indiana University, and Arizona State University. The nationwide campus protests began in response to Israel's offensive in Gaza. Julie Walker, New York.
French Foreign Minister Stéphane Séjourné said on Sunday the civilian population in Lebanon would pay the price for a potential escalation in the conflict between Israel and Hezbollah. Séjourné met with Lebanon officials, including its prime minister. He said he would also be meeting with Israeli officials to tell them the same message. His visit to Lebanon is aimed at easing tensions between Hezbollah and Israel and